to TGI Music Show, special edition today as they interview upcoming rock bands from the Rolling Stones. Here I have Callum Todd and Owen Morgan from HFI, and Jason Badiosum and Hamish Gordon from Orbitrap. So, what do you two do in the band then? This is Callum Todd and Owen Morgan.
I sing, but for this particular song that's getting on the show, I play djembe in it.
I play guitar in the band, along with Jason.
So where are your influences from then?
Well, my singing influence is Corey Taylor from Stone Sour.
I think a lot of the influence for the guitars in the band is from James Hetfield and Kurt Hammett from Metallica.
Okay, so where did you record this demo?
Floor Tom Studios.
In Mintlaw.
We actually have a story about this. Me and Hamish said that we knew the way, and we took a wrong turn, and we were an hour late.
We actually had about less an hour than we were supposed to on recording because we got lost going to the studio, even though Calum and Hamish had been there before.
Where did you think of the band name from? Heartfelt Insanity.
We were at the bassist in our band, Michael Massey's house, and we were having a practice, and we had been trying to think of a name for a while, and then I just like blurted out a name, and we asked like our parents and stuff what they thought of it, and they kind of thought it was pretty good, so it kind of just stuck after that. And Hamish designed a logo for the band, so it kind of just got stuck, and that's what we've been with since the start.
Hamish is the drummer.
Okay. How long have you been together then? Has there been any fallouts or have you changed?
We've had quite a lot of different lineups in the band. For a start, it was actually not the band that it was just now, and we've had a few different members since, but stopped what it is just now, and it's kind of good.
Was that due to disagreements or just...
It was more kind of people not really fitting in with the music that we were playing, some of the people we had in the band, so I just thought we'd get... Once we got Jason in, he's like the newest member, he's just gone brilliant from that.
So who writes the songs for you?
Well, we usually come up with a guitar, like Owen writes a guitar.
Me and Jason kind of write the guitar riffs first, and then we show it to the rest of the band, and Hamish picks it up really quickly on the drums, and then Massey figures out a bass part to it, and then Callum writes the lyrics with help from other members of the band as well.
Where do you get in your inspiration for your songs from? Anywhere in particular?
Not really, no. It just kind of comes to us. One of the songs, the one that's going on the radio, is I actually did it for a music composition in my music class, and I passed that, so we kind of used it as our song.
It started off because...
What?
Yeah.
Keep going.
It started off with, I didn't have lyrics, so I thought... we thought that I should try out doing a djembe, and then we just decided that it was really good.
Callum's actually supposed to sing, but we didn't have, when we did the practice that we first tried this song, Callum didn't have any lyrics because we hadn't written them yet, and he sat down and he picked up a djembe, and it sounded really good, so we just recorded it.
So where do you plan to go with your band then? Any upcoming gigs or anything?
We're organising a band's night quite soon in Inch, so we'll be able to check us out and come see us there.
And buy CDs.
Yeah, we're selling our copies of our EP there as well, so you can buy a copy of that. We just kind of hope to get as many gigs as we can and just get our name out there.
So what's the name of your EP?
The name of the EP is Darkest Hour, because one of the songs on the EP, which was our very first song we ever wrote.
It's the first song on the track.
It was called Darkest Hour, and I wrote it before Jason came into the band, and it's on there, so we've just called it.
This is HFI with Minstrumento. Jason Badgersman and Hamish Gordon here. So what are your influences then?
A lot of the guitar is induced like from Metallica mostly, other metal bands and such. What about the drumming?
Drums is like kind of a fusion of everything, like just I tried like, you know, mixing it up a bit so it's, you know, quite varied. And, like jazz and all that to like alternative and all that.
So where do you get inspiration for your songs from?
Whatever's on TV, really.
Well, I think Jason wrote a song like Bird Flu.
Yeah, one of the other songs.
And then they're all just like pretty cliche songs. Like they're all about
dying,
girls and dying and all that. So I mean, it doesn't. It's not like depressing music, though. That's the thing. It's the songs have got like those weird kind of messages in them, but like they're all like pretty nice songs.
Okay. So did you record your EP the same place?
Yeah,
the place where we, the community centre, and then just like does this for all the bands. So well, eventually we'll get like, I think like all the kids at the community centre, like who play in bands, eventually going to get everyone to record and stuff. So it's a really good opportunity, and the studio of what that we're at is like really good. And the guy's like, is always just looking out for, you know, he's looking out for your interests and what you want in the music and stuff. And like edits how you want it, so
doesn't tell you what to do.
Yeah, you just
he goes in
until I can like just say like,
so What would you say is your favourite song?
I like Infection the most.
Yeah. To be honest, I like them all, but if I had to choose one, I'd probably say Left Behind, because at the start of it, it was different. It was like pretty straightforward at the start, but we mixed it up a bit to vary it a bit more, and it sounded really good. Mm.
So the song that we're putting on, go tell us a bit about that then.
That was the first song that me and Liam ever wrote. Well, I wrote the riff and most of the lyrics, but he wrote the last verse because he thinks it's his song. Well, but that was before Hamish and Michael won the band. That was just when me and Liam were just mucking about and writing songs before we actually formed a proper band, really. So that's how it came about.
So has your lineup changed or any disagreements?
Yeah.
You lost?
I wasn't even in the band to start off with. It was firstly Liam and a guy called George, and then it just evolved with different basses and drummers. Went through about four drummers.
Quite fun. Hard to find. There's not been really any disagreements. It's, some members are quite arrogant.
So who writes your songs then?
I'm the songwriter, really. Apart from one song which I didn't write, that was Liam. But I wrote most of the songs and lyrics.
Yeah. In fact, he didn't write, but he like told me what to do for the start of Perfection, actually.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really want to do that because I thought he was like trying to take over the drum part. But I mean, it ended up sounding really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think of that for a start, so.
Yeah, that's how it just came about.
So what are your plans for the future?
Hopefully to get a bit out more into Aberdeen, because if you really want to do anything when you make music, Aberdeen's at the main city to go to, like Drummond, Caff and Tunnels and everything like that. Shulu, that's if you want to get gigs, well, good gigs, then that's pretty much the way to go. After you've played like 100 inch bands a night, live at the Lindens, they start to get a bit repetitive and the same kind of people come to it, and they don't really come for the music, they just come for to get seshed and drunk. Because we live in the
world. We can't condone this on the radio, can we?
Yeah, underage drinking. Don't do it, kids.
And this is Overdrive with Fire.
I see you standing there, the wind in your hair. People walk by, but I just stop and stare. You turn around and you give me a smile. Just from one kiss from you, I'd run 1,000 miles. You walk past and you blow me away. You are something that words cannot see. When you walk into a room, it's all full of light. But I can't talk to you, try as I might. Cause you're dynamite, you're TNT. You burn my eyes so I cannot see. Your dreams turn real and you blow me apart. Something the money can buy. You dynamite your TNT. You burn my eyes so I cannot see. Your dreams aren't real, yeah, you blow me up high. Something money can't buy. You rejected me, left me alone. You ripped up my heart and my skin and bone. I lost my job and I'm turning insane. My life will never be the same.
Thank you for all for coming.
Thank you.
And if you anyone wants to buy the EPs, just speak to the band members. It should be arranged easily.
£2 each.
We'll put Overdrive CDs.
Yeah.
£2 each.
£3 for each device.
Why?
More band members.
Okay.
We need to eat.
Okay. To pay for Owen's home. Well, unfortunately, this is my last show as I am leaving, but keep an eye out for me, I'm going to be big. That's it.